Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francois. It's great to have you with us today. All right, you have heard me talk about Williams, Arizona. I love Williams, Arizona. You've heard me talk about the train to Grand Canyon Railway. I've been on it a couple times. I love that as well. But one thing I don't talk enough about is the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel. And joining us right now on the show is Bruce Brossman, and he is out there in Arizona with the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel. Hi, Bruce.
Well, good morning from Northern Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona. Great to have you with us today. Of course, I love that area that you're in. You are just so lucky.
We love it. Northern Arizona's got a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. It's not the desert.
No.
It's got pine trees, and right now we're very green and beautiful because of our summer rain, so it's spectacular time of year.
Well, it is, and it actually, to me, it's a year-round destination out there where the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel is, Williams, Arizona. I've been there at different times of the year, and I find every time of the year just as spectacular as the other.
Absolutely. We have winter, which is spectacular, too, and it's much slower here in Northern Arizona, especially at the Grand Canyon. That's a very busy place, so winters are kind of a secret time to come visit. We have our Polar Express trains as well.
Well, and that's very, very popular. I get people to ask me about it all the time now because I always bring it up as we get towards the holiday season. And I know a lot of families that have now been on the Polar Express because it just brings Christmas right into play. It's such a great event that you have out there with the train. But I want to talk a little bit about everything that happens there at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel. The property looks fantastic. It's right there. The train depot is right there. So many things going on at the property. So, Bruce, why don't you start with an overview of the property there where the train depot is that takes people to the Grand Canyon and the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel?
Well, the original Fray Marcos Hotel was a Harvey House Hotel, and it was built in 1908. It is still there, although it's used as offices because it's a concrete foundation building, poured concrete building, and it's really not suitable for housing or lodging, but we have a 297 new hotel, room hotel that has value rooms, standard rooms, and deluxe rooms, 10 suites, and a very deluxe rail baron suite, which is one of the nicest rooms in Northern Arizona. And of course, our products are designed to be packages, really. You stay in our hotel, we have Spencer's Pub, we have the Grand Depot Cafe, which is a buffet restaurant. You walk across the street and check in at the depot and get on the train for the Grand Canyon.
And that's what I think, Bruce, a lot of people don't understand is how easy you make it there on property. Now, before you get on the train to go to the Grand Canyon, you have the Wild West Show.
Yes. The train is all about entertainment. It's not just transportation. And we also have entertainment at our evening dinner buffets as well. So we want people to have fun while they're here, not just get on a train and use it as transportation.
And you do a good job there on property. In fact, every time I go to Williams and to the hotel there and take the train to the Grand Canyon, spend the day and come on back for the night, I am always amazed at how organized you guys are there at the hotel, because I have been there where I've actually stayed at the Grand Canyon a couple nights, then came back to the hotel. And you guys have it down to a T as far as getting the suitcases and getting everyone organized and make sure that they all know what's going to happen there. And I really like that because for first-timers, they are a little worried about everything.
Well, that's true. We try to make it as seamless as possible. When you stay in our hotel, you're absolutely right. Your luggage will be transported if you're staying overnight at the Grand Canyon to your room and back. So when you get there, you don't have to worry about it. You can wander around the canyon, have lunch, take a bus tour. And then when you do get to Maswick Lodge, which is where most of the package guests stay, you just go to the front desk, get your keys, and go to your room.
And again, lots of family stuff, a lot of families there. Every time I go, the hotel has so many kids with their eyes just are gigantic, especially when the train pulls up and they see that this is a train. This is a real train, not just a little, I don't even know what you would call it, but we're talking full-blown train that is just gorgeous.
Well, it is. It's a big train. You're absolutely right. And it's a real train. Most of the time it's pulled by diesel locomotives, but we do have an active steam engine program. We just went to the Grand Canyon with a double-header steam engine train, which is very rare. We have two more steam dates this year, this Saturday and September 17th for our anniversary. So for steam enthusiasts, you can check out next year's steam dates, and we'll be having steam engine trips probably 12 to 13 times next year, too.
Oh, that's all. How very exciting. I didn't know that. Now, on your property there at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel, you also have RV parking and you have a pet resort. A lot of people worry about that. So many people travel with their pets now. You've managed to incorporate something in there for everyone.
Well, I think we have the nicest RV park in Williams. It's the only fully paved parking or RV parking there. And we have pull-ins, buddies, and back insides. And we have a store there where you check in. And really a nice amenity is the pet resort. We don't call it a kennel because it really doesn't qualify. It's a pet resort. Those pets are pampered and treated like you can't believe. The people that work there just love animals, and they make everybody comfortable about leaving dogs and cats for a day or even 2 days.
And you also have, not only do you have the RV parking and the pet resort, a lot of people don't, unless you're walking around. I didn't even discover this the first time because I was so excited when I stayed there. I was walking around. Williams is just a couple minutes, away. Downtown Williams is right there at the doorstep of the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel as well. But you also have indoor pool and spa right there on property.
Right, we do, and they're very popular. They are not chlorine. They are saline-based, so they're easier on your eyes. We've refurbished those over the last couple of years, so they're in a lot better shape. They're really a nice addition. We have a wonderful workout room, too, if people want to do that on vacation, which most people, some do, some don't. But it's very new equipment, and we get a lot of compliments on that.
And joining us, folks, is Bruce Brossman. He is with the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel, established in 1901. The website is thetrain.com, and that is on, of course, Traveling with Francois. You can get the website and information right there. Now, let's talk about hotel packages, because you have quite a few. You offer 3 days, 2 nights, 4 days, 3 nights. You do this to fit all your – you have so many international travelers, and then you have the families that are just coming for a day or two. How far in advance can people book these packages?
Well, one thing that's nice about our packages is you can do a one-night, two-night, three-night package. We have AAA, AARP, and standard consumer packages, all of which are discounted. So you buy any package for whatever club affiliation you might be associated with. You can also build your own package. If you don't see a package that you like, you can book a la carte. You can book certain meals. You can book bus tours. You can do most of this online as well now. You don't have to call in to 1-800-THE-TRAIN. You can make almost every reservation online, which is a nice upgrade that we've done in the last year. So you one night, two nights, I recommend everybody stay a night at the Grand Canyon because the Grand Canyon's all about the sunrise and the sunset. That's what it's all about.
Well, and
so if you miss that, you're missing something.
And you're so right. And I'm sitting here looking at the train schedule. The train, you have the Wild West Shootout at 9 a.m. Then you depart Williams, arrive at the Grand Canyon 11:45. Then there's that layover time until 3:15. So you are right. You are going to miss the evening sunset at the Grand Canyon. Then you depart the Grand Canyon at 3:30. Back in Williams at 5:45. And I totally agree with you. To get the full Grand Canyon experience, certainly a layover, a one night at the Grand Canyon would just make the trip even better. Back to Williams, spend another night in Williams. And I think, you know, it's just, it's such a memorable experience. I tell people this over and over and over. Until you've been on the train to the Grand Canyon, it's you don't know what you're missing.
Well, you know, on the train we have entertainers. They're great. Some of them are from Nashville. They know a lot of famous musicians, and they've played with a lot of famous musicians. They just like Williams and are kind of retired, but they entertain people on our train. We have conductors, of course. We have a marshal. So it's just a very interactive thing, both directions. And, of course, on the way back, there's the surprise.
Yeah, and I'm not giving it away. I'm not giving it away. And you do have the last. And on the train, Bruce, can you describe the different type of cars that are on the train for the travelers?
Yeah, we have six classes of service. So a price point really for every pocketbook. Coach class and Pullman coach are at the lower end. And they're no frills, but they're very comfortable. Mm-hmm. We have a cafe car that the coach and Pullman passengers can walk through the train to get to and buy refreshments, beverages, beer, wines, ice creams, very popular. We have root beer floats. First class and up all have complimentary breakfast, continental breakfast, sodas all day, bar service, and then complimentary snacks on the return trip. In the luxury classes and the dome class, we have a champagne toast on the way back as well.
All right. So much fun. Again, something for everything, everyone. I see the kids' eyes are as big as can be. They have so much fun. Adults, too. Adults become big kids when they go to Williams, Arizona, stay at the Grand Canyon Railway Hotel, and take the train to the Grand Canyon. Well, Bruce, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. Again, I am envious of you. People love what I do, but I love what you do. So.
Well, we love it too. We're very proud of our property and all of our products that we offer, and I'm sure people will have a great time.
I'm sure they will. Bruce Brossman, thanks so much for joining in, folks. The website is thetrain.com. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio.